In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, last Friday we celebrated Our Lady's birthday, and today we venerate her holy name, Mary. You children are most of the time given your name by your parents, but Mary's name was given to her by God. God Himself told her parents, Saint Joachim and Saint Anne, to name their child Mary. The name Mary means lady or a queen, and it also means star of the sea. What beautiful meanings and a perfect name for our Blessed Mother. Mary is truly our loving queen and our star, because she will show us the way to reach the blessed kingdom of heaven. And today we also conclude our summer novena, the 13 Tuesdays of Saint Anthony of Padua. And after devotions to Our Lady, I will bless you with Saint Anthony's relic, and you can all come to communion rail to kiss this sacred relic. This saint, Saint Anthony, he lived in the 13th century, and he belonged to a religious organization of priests and lay brothers called the Franciscans. And as a true Franciscan, Saint Anthony always praised and glorified Our Lady from the pulpit during his many sermons. And he always, whenever he went, he, with this great and but still simple devotion to Our Lady, he inspired numerous people to say and love the holy name of Mary. Saint Anthony of Padua always found personally great delight and strength in invoking the sweet name of Mary, the new Eve, and the star of the sea, as he called her, with all the great privileges attached to this sacred name. But it did not stop there. Saint Anthony was a true follower of Christ and wanted not only to honor and speak kindly of Mary, but also imitate her in being as perfect follower of our Lord as possible. Saint Anthony's devotion to the poor, humble Virgin Mary led him to perfectly imitate and mirror her in Our Lady's poverty, littleness, and purity of heart. In other words, Saint Anthony became, in the presence of Mary, the great follower of Jesus, as what the word Christian means. And when he was about to die, Saint Anthony longed to be taken up to heaven to be with our Blessed Lady. And after he had received extreme unction, he intoned his favorite hymn, O Gloriosa Domina, which means, O Glorious Lady. And as we heard, the name Mary means Lady. Saint Anthony, he lived and died with Blessed Virgin Mary's name on his lips and also in his heart. Dear children, this great saint, Saint Anthony of Padua, teaches us that we must always invoke the most holy name of Mary every time we need help to be good Christians, good followers of Jesus. Whenever we are tempted to do something forbidden or to do something which is wrong, we should call and invoke her name. As Bishop told you in last Sunday's sermon, you should be acquainted and you should say this beautiful prayer, Hail Mary, very often. Make very sure you start your day with Mary's name on your lips, and you end your day invoking again this great and sweet name. Saint Anthony, he became Mary-like, and we must also come become like Our Lady as well. Saint Anthony, he lived and died with the name of Mary on his lip, on his lips and in his heart. So we also need both to profess that we love Mary and also to imitate her by our good deeds. Finally, Saint Anthony is so oftentimes shown holding baby Jesus in his arms. You children, you not only have the privilege of being near our Lord in his blessed Eucharist, you also you have the privilege of even receive him directly into your hearts through Holy Communion. Always remember how dignified and privileged this position is, that you can be Catholics, you can be true followers of Jesus, and remember, as Mary was the mother of Jesus, she is also your mother in heaven. And of course, since she is our mother, we have to, and it's our obligation, to remember her as often as possible and give thanks to this great, sweet, and holy name of our dear mother. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.